Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel. Of C-Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Dark Sands of the Bible. And unlocking the propaganda, manipulation, propaganda. And it's another word, can't think about it right now. But we're going to unlock all that in this series. Let's see if we're going to be on stage for the nice episode. The elder be on shortly. Let you know who brings broadcast. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow, which is Tuesday. Back on our ways again Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So we're going to see who's going to be on stage for the nice episode and get something going on until our elder come on and he'll tell you all about this, the broadcast, how you can get in contact with this six anointed camps called Voices of a True Israelite. He'll tell you all that good stuff. But right now we're going to see we'll be on stage for a nice episode. And we see one of the young lions is ready to go. So we're going to see if we get something going on with the young lion. Let's see. When you meet the young lion with a lot of boys, Brother Titus, tribe of Yahda Judah, one of them young lions, them roaring lions. One got a lot of bass in his throat. Let's see if he's coming on stage to talk some Duff Says Yahuwah. So, Brother Titus, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, Yahuwah beat you there, Seed Royal.
Yahuwah bless you there, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, young lion. Well, young lion, we just going to get something going on, and but we see Brother Micaiah, another one of them young lions that came on, so we might look swing down and get to another one of them young lions to help roar for take number 14. So, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdai Judah, another one of them up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. Brother Micaiah, Yahuwah be to their seed royal.
Yahuwah bless you there. Here is real.
T. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, young lions. Well, the young lions ready to go, no doubt about it, and that's a great thing. So we ain't, we'll just take it from there. So we'll get right off in something to our elders come on the broadcast and tell us all about who bring this broadcast. But the world is very familiar who bring it. But our job is to keep on pounding it into you who bring you this YHWH story all over the world. Matter of fact, that's a good verse to deal with. But, oh, Micaiah, get in that microphone and take a look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there. Come on.
The book of Luke
chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
And that's right, young man. In that very same hour, let that righteous spirit teach you in that very same hour. Well, we're going to open up with Brother Titus in type 14, because the righteous spirit got to teach you what they call the Holy Ghost. We want to open up and see what he's saying that we can read in St. John chapter 3, verse 8. Hey, Brother Titus, what can we read out of St. John 3, verse 8, out of tape 14? Now you on the clock, come on.
Go out to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 8 reads. John chapter 3, verse 8 reads, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit."
So everyone is born of the Spirit. The wind blow away. See, this wind, what we're talking about, this wind there, Brother Titus. Let's see, can we precept and find out what this wind? This wind blow. See, here's the part. And that's why we keep telling you young lions, and we got to get this wind everywhere we can get this wind at. It's the reason why I don't see or tell you that. Because Yahweh just told you why. Because this wind, you might be talking to one individual, but somebody else will hear that wind. And that's what we're trying to tell you. This wind. What wind we're talking about? Let's see if we go and precept this wind, Brother Titus. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and pick up verse 12 down to verse 14. Let's find out what this wind that we're talking about that we can read.
Go to the book of Ephesians.
Yes, sir.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 12 down to verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 reads, "For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son." Verse 13, "Till we all come into the unity of the covenant and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh the Father, and to a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature in the fullness of Yahweh the Son." Verse 14, "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of teaching by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Yeah, but what we going to do for this national audience there, young line, just give me that 14 the way you see it, because we're going to drop a precept in there, and it's going to take care. See, our thing is to let them hear the way they hear in layman's turn, but the game changer will be when we drop that precept on you. See, that's the game changer. See, the game changer will be the precept. And no institution can precept until they learn from the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So you ain't got to worry about that part. So that's why we got to get in order to make sure we dare to take it to the next level. But the only way you will learn how to precept your Bible, you must come eyeball to eyeball the six anointed camps. And that's it. So read verse 14 the way you see it. Then what we're going to do, we're going to drop them. It's called the precept on it. And that cuts them short right there. Verse 14, come on.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14 reads, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried away about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Men. Right. Good. So let's precept that and find out what this doctrine, what this doctrine is that we can read. Let's precept that, Brother Titus. We go on to Proverbs 4, verse 2. Let's find what this doctrine is. You can let every wind of doctrine. Everybody want to talk some doctrine. What you talking about that we can read? 4 verse 2 of Proverbs, young lion, brother Titus, come on.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 2 reads, I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law.
Don't forsake my law. So that's that doctrine is. Everybody want to tell you about the law of Yahweh, but nobody will apply it according to the precepts of the Bible, the law. Because when you're dealing with the law, Brother Titus, when you're dealing with the law, we got to understand what we're talking about by going to the book of Isaiah. When you're dealing with this law, there, young line, you got to go look on how Yahweh wants you to deal with this law. Let's see what he said we can read by going to the 8th chapter, right? Round by verse 16. What is this law he's talking about? This law, matter of fact, before we read this, it's going down to verse 16. And let's find out about this law. 8:16 and 8 verse 20. 8:16 and 20. What can we read out of Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and 20 there? Young lion, Brother Titus, come on.
The book of Isaiah, the seer, chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. Isaiah the seer, chapter 8, verse 16 reads, bind up the testimony, the covenant, seal the law among my disciples.
He says, seal his law among my disciples. And disciples is a disciplined ones, the followers. But you got to be disciplined. And how are we going to see the law of understanding Yahweh's word? Verse 20, and how are we going to do it there, young lion? How are we going to do it in verse 20?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20 reads, to the law and to the covenant, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them.
Mm-hmm. No light in you. If you're not using both sides of the book, ain't no light in you. Now, we read a final statement over there that the wind blows where it lifted. See, this wind is the doctrine of teaching, of good teaching. But right now, you got foul teaching out there everywhere. So we got to come behind that and correct all that bad teaching and recognize propaganda when we see it. So in 1 Samuel, remember that wind blow where it lifted. This wind is teaching. We got teaching everywhere. Everybody got something to say. But 1 Samuel 10:6, Brother Titus, what does it say in 10 verse 6?
Go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel 10, chapter 10, verse 6 reads, and the spirit of Yahweh will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and should be turned unto another man.
See, when this spirit come upon you, which is this wind of good teaching from the six anointed camps, we both see a change in you. We're supposed to see something different in you, not the outward appearance. But yeah, well, outward appearance too, because you had them branches on. But we'll see a change in you in the way you conduct yourself. thing that you once got, you don't do no more because it comes up when you open your mouth. We know when you own something by the mouth. Let's get Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 5. What does it say in 11, verse 5, Brother Titus? 11, verse 5.
Book of Ezekiel, the seer. Ezekiel, the seer. Chapter 11. Verse 5. Ezekiel, the seer. Chapter 11. Verse 5, please. And the spirit of Yahuwah fell upon me and said unto me, speak thus said Yahuwah. Thus have you said, O nation of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them.
Mm-hmm. And when that spirit or that wind that come up on you and leave you, what you're going to have, that we have no problem of noticing it in your walk, talk, 9:22 of Daniel. And so now, what do we notice about you in Daniel 9:22?
Go to the book of Daniel to see it, chapter 9. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel the seer, I have now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
See that? And that what you have. Skills and understanding. You'll be able to see right through everything as soon as a person walk in, his walk, his talk. He open that Bible up, that's when you know you own something. Now read me that one verse again in Ephesians 4:12. One more time, I want to read that verse one more because it was a piece of meat left on that. And me and Brother Mackay, we're going to advance and see exactly what's going on with that verse in a second. Now, something you read in Ephesians 4, verse 12, and Hosea made a note of it. What did you read in 4, verse 12 of Ephesians there, young line, Brother Titus? What did you read there? Come on again.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 12. For the perfected of the faith, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahuwah the Son.
So, the perfection of the saints. The saints. Saints, Israel. They supposed to be locked in the ministry. In the ministry, Israel. They supposed to be all about the ministry of Yahuwah, and that's a great thing. So I'm going to make a note of that. We will visit that later on. We'll put an arrow there, and we're going to visit that word right there a little bit later. And so that's why we'll be saying, Brother Micaiah, see, that's why we said some things that we got to deal with. See, when you understand about this ministry, some things you got to know, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what he got. What can we read in Exodus 21, verse 16? What does it say in Exodus 21, verse 16?
Going over to the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse number 16. Book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 16 reads, and he that stealeth a man and sell him, for if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death.
He that steals a man, and if he found in your hand, the man said, I'm going to kill you. See? So when they use that statement where I wasn't back there, that left side of the book is irrelevant, don't mean nothing today. But Yahuwah says, he says, he that steals a man, and if that man be found in your hands, I'm going to kill you. Let's precept that to Isaiah 14, verse 20. Let's see what we can read there, Brother Micaiah in 14, verse 20. Let's precept that. So now look what we done found out. We done got something on the way of finding something. If the children of Israel found in any man's hand in the return of Yahuwah the Son, he said, I'm going to kill you. That's what he said. But then you say, well, that's done away with. That's way back there. That's what you say. But we're going to do the Bible support you say by going to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 20, what it says.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse number 20. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 20 reads, you shall not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Verse 21.
Read it again.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse number 20. Verse 20 reads, you shall not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned.
He says, you shouldn't join with them because I'm going to destroy the evildoers. So you see the man told you? Now, he said, you shouldn't join with them because I'm telling you now, I'm going to destroy the evildoers. That's what we just got to read. So in Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, he says, you should not join to them because I'm going to destroy them. Who? The evildoers. So if you part of being an evildoer to the people of the book called Children of Israel, Israel, the Israelites, he said, I'm going to destroy you. That's what he just said. What you reading that, Brother Micaiah, what you reading right now? Come on.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1 reads, and the administering spirit of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
And so when we read the 44th chapter of Jeremiah, what he said that we can read in verse 4 there, young man, Brother Micaiah, what he says in 44 verse 4, he said, now when I do my part and bring you to the land, don't make no leagues with the inhabitants of the land. And let's talk about this right now, because we can smell and see propaganda is at its highest. Let me explain something to you what we mean by that seed right here. Yahuwah do not pick those that have made a covenant. Help me out there, Brother Titus. He said,
yes, sir.
They have not picked those that have made a covenant. So help me out there, young man. I'm looking for a verse to a covenant with what? See, Yahuwah do not operate when you forget and break the covenant and you are made a covenant with Isaiah 28:15-18. Let's see if we can endorse on this good reading. And 28:15-18, Brother Titus. Let's see what we got to know out of the six anointed camps. So when Yahuwah just don't make covenants unless it lies over this book. So if you see a covenant that has been made or someone put in a position to appear to be doing something, then you have to be able to go in this book and say, wait a minute. In 28:15 down to verse 18, what does it say there, Brother Titus?
The book Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15 to 18. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15 reads, because you have said, you have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through it, shall not come to unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and all the falsehood we did hid ourselves. Verse 16. Therefore thus said Yahweh, behold, I lay in Judah for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, that he believeth should not make haste. Verse 17. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plumage, and the hail should sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water should overflow the hiding place. Verse 18. And your covenant with death should be disannulled, and your agreement with hell should not stand, with the overflowing scourge shall not pass through, when you should be trodden down by it.
He said, you have made a covenant with death. See, you have made a covenant with death in 2 Peter 7:21. See, you have made a covenant with death by not following Yahweh's word that endure forever. So in 2 Peter 7:21, you have made a covenant with death. See, you got to watch the ones that they throw in front of you and find out that they have, listen, the Bible don't support you being a leader or have an appearance of being a leader when you are made covenant with death. He tell you what not to do in 700 B.C., and you have done it anyway, so the beat goes on. You have made a covenant with death.
Mm-hmm.
So in Israel, 2 Israel 7:21, Brother Titus, can you help those see it out and put them on what you're on there? And give me the sixth chapter. We want the sixth chapter, Revelation, end time prophecy. I want to pick it up verse 1. I want to tie this in on the run, exactly what's going on, spirit led through Yahweh. See, you watch the leaders. See, they got you going back and forth. And that last night tape, it told you that exactly how you're supposed to operate, and thus says Yahweh. If you know you're in a high position, you have already made a covenant with death already. So your thing is to make sure you understand the Bible gonna stand. See, it's no cleaning you up as long as you got a covenant with death. There's no cleaning you up. And what they'll do, they'll run you through the buck break you, but really you buck broke when you made a covenant with death. See, we understand that Yahweh got rules and regulations exactly how he gonna do something, when he gonna do something, and we'll tell you what role to play, and then we see what you're made of. Because you can't stick what you want in front of the six anointed camps, because we can read the Bible spirit-led. What you read? What you reading now? What you reading that we can read there? About Titus, what you reading?
2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 21, reads,
yes.
Yahweh has given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
He don't gave us straight what again now, young lion? What he have he gave us straight? What is straight again?
Yahweh has given straight Torah instruction. Or the first five books.
He don't gave us the first five books. So he don't give you straight the first five books. This is the way. Now give me a precept on that. Give me 30. Isaiah, verse 19, verse 21. Give me a precept there, young lion. Brother Titus, give old Seer a precept on that by going to Isaiah 30, verse 19 down to verse 21. Who have he gave straight Torah instruction, first five books? So what can we read out of that, spirit-led by the six anointed camps? Come on.
The book Isaiah is here, chapter 30, verse 19 to 21. For the people to dwell in Yahdah Judah, and Yahdah Judah, shall they weep no more. He will be very gracious unto you at the voice of your cry. When he shall hear, he will answer you. Verse 20. And though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall your teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way. Walk you in. Will you turn to the right hand? And when you turn to the left.
Yeah. And how you going to hear it again in St. John 3, verse 8? How is they going to hear it? That's why we look at these young lions a lot of days, eyeball to eyeball, and tell them, this is what you got to do. You got to see, one thing about it, you got to get this wind out there. You got to rehearse the righteous act. We got to get this. 3 verse 8, what did it say? St. John at Brachinus.
Book of John, chapter 3, verse 8 reads, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
See, you can be talking to one person, but that wind that's coming from the breath of you, it goes into somebody else. See, the wind that we put on, that works. But we got to get this wind every direction, because although you hearing it now, but one of them young up-and-coming teachers, the young lions, you got to get that wind there. And while you talking to one person, somebody, Yahweh will have walk past, hear that wind. And he going to tune into that wind. Huh? And that wind going to be everywhere. Then after that wind is everywhere, Brother Titus, then we can look at this verse real carefully in the 24th chapter, verse 12 through 14, from Matthews. Then we can look at this wind real good now. The wind is Yahweh's spirit. Spirit is his word. If this word, well, 24, 12 through 14. Bring it, Brother Titus, come on.
We go up to Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 to 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13. But he shall endure unto the end, the saved shall be saved. Verse 14. And this, the covenant of the kingdom, should be taught unto all the world for witness, unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So we got to get this wind. This wind, which we found out this wind is the law of Yahweh in all nations.
Yahweh.
And Yahweh starts all his works big. That's why he started, he put 12 together. And we know what it says in Romans chapter 4, 17, Brother Titus. So you know Yahweh, he put 12 together. Before he made his move, he had nothing to say to nobody until he put 12 together. Then after he put 12 together, he was on something. Matter of fact, hold what you got there, Brother Micaiah. Give me 10 verse 6 and we'll read till we get our point of Matthews. Hold what you got. Put a marker there now. Remind me to come back to that verse, but we got to pay attention to the righteous spirit, what they call the Holy Ghost. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but hold that up and you give me what I tell you to give me. Okay, good. What's the reading, Brother Titus?
The book of Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, as made to a father of many nations, behold, before him, whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
See, you got to be in a position to call things as though they not, as though they are as they are. They was, whatever Yahweh broke it down. The point we make in one thing, we know clearly there's a black book in all six camps. And we know that black book got 12 leaders in it, 12 leaders. And them 12 leaders is responsible for 4 verse 9 in the book of Genesis. 4 verse 9, you are your brother and sister's keeper. So if one you fall, all you fall. So all 12 got to be on the same page. So you got to check on your brothers and sisters in all camps. All got the 12 books. You check, hey, did you catch that? What part did you didn't understand? Well, what part you didn't understand? But this part I didn't understand. Okay, well, let's see, can we get a third line going on how to tie that in? That's a game changer. See, this wind of teaching got to get. You got to get it us first. And then Yahweh will make his move, just like he did it. He didn't make no move until the 12 was in place. He didn't make no move. So how you think you can come up another way? See, you'll see everything unfold itself. He didn't make no move until he got his 12 right. And when he got his 12 right, according to Brother Micaiah, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 6, let's read the story after he got everybody skinning and grinning, looking good. They skinning and grinning now, young lion. So let's see what's going on now. After he got them all together, let's see what's going on that we can read in Matthew chapter 10, verse 6. Let's read to get our point, young lion. But I might break on you any second now. So don't get caught up with those seer 11 and keep reading when he break in on you, because he might break in on you. It all depends on what you read and how you read it out. 10 verse 6, come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, but go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel. Verse 7. And as you go, teach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Verse 9.
That big talk, Richard. Hold on, young man. Hold on there, young man. Now, you got a whole lot of stuff up in there. Now, put a mark in there, but read that verse number 8 again. That big talk you just put on the table there, young lion. That's great, big, tall talking right there. So we're going to take a look at some of that. What did it say again in that verse number 8?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse number 8. Verse 8 reads, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
Yeah. So now look here. After he got the 12 together, so now he told him what the 12, look here. So this was all about 12. You see, now 12, now you got the power after you put the 12 together. And I know that out of all the camps, they got a black book called 12. This is the power you have once you're in order. You have the power to heal the sick, cleanse the leopard, raise the dead, cast out devils. Devils. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to make a note of that word called that, because that's going to come up too. And yeah, say, write that word down, devils. You can cast out them devils. Because reading you in bad shape today, because you got a lot of devil in your mind. You got the devil in your mind as we speak. Because you didn't, you'd be in old order. the devil can get in your mind. Hold that point there. Micaiah. Let's go to the 12th chapter. Put a marker down. Come back there now. Come back there in a minute. Put on to 12 and show you how stiff these devils is. These devils have a tendency to watch. Let's see how these devils operate. You got to watch the devils from the pages of the book. And 12:43-45. Let's talk about it there, brother. Okay? 12:43-45. Let's talk about these devils. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 43 down to verse 45. 43 reads, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and find none. Verse 44, then he said, I will return into my house from where I came out. And when he is come, he find it empty, swept and gone. Verse 45. Then go he and take with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto the wicked generation.
Amen. You what he say? You see, now this is for him. See, this is what's called codes and parables about something. See, what happened? Verse 43 again in your line.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 43 reads, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walked through dry places, seeking rest and find none.
When the unclean spirit goes at you. But see, remember, they have the power to get that unclean spirit out of you, but you must be able to say something to him, and because the unclean spirit understands something in 27:3, Brother Micaiah and Adam and Eve. The unclean spirits know, they know something. They know something in 27 verse 3 of Adam and Eve. What do the unclean spirit know that we can read what our first father, Adam, in 27 verse 3? Help me out there,
okay.
Brother Micaiah. What can we read out of 27 verse 3 about the unclean spirit?
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27 verse 3 reads, he then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayers. And he shed light into the cave, until the cave lifted over Adam and Eve, while his host began saying prayer.
Now, what are you saying here? See, we know when the devil is in you and when the devil out you. See, when you word over Yahweh, he can't enter into you. He has to sit there and watch. And last night lesson, even at the Sabbath class, we'll tell you about some things you got to do. You got to be worded up. So the devil, he watches you. He watches you real carefully. He can't enter in as long as you is doing the right thing in Yahweh's word. But when you're not doing the right thing, you can get him out. But don't think he ain't going to check back in 1 Peter or Micaiah. Think of verse 5. Don't think he's not going to check back. If you can get that devil out of him, sometimes you see that devil out of him for a minute. But then when you give him the rules and regulation how to keep this devil from getting at you again, we find out that you flip. And see, remember one thing about this devil. First Peter chapter 5. Verse number 5, let's read a little bit.
Okay, going over to the First Peter chapter 5, verse number 5. Verse 5 reads, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yes, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For Yahuwah resisted the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahuwah, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9.
That's it. So now, you see the man saying? So he said, listen, you can, you know, you put a lot of book on them, get it on their feet. But then all of a sudden, I'm saying you can cast that devil out of them by keeping them in that word. But then they got to apply this word according to rules and regulations, because they mess around and get out of that word according to Yahuwah's order, then those devils going to say, wait, hey, they kept us out for a minute, but they'll mess around and what Yahuwah said in last night's lesson, he don't found them sleep. See, how he find you sleep? Because you have no routine program on how you deal with Yahuwah according to his word. And the devil come back with you, and when he come back the second time, he'll bring all of his minions with him. He'll bring his little head. They talking a good game. He gonna bring seven more wicked than himself, and all of them is in you, and you will see it, and they walk, they talk, and their eyelids, how they roll their eyes in the corner, why they always got a puffed up statement to make, you'll see it. And all you got to know one thing, that the devil's on them. Because the word will keep him away from you, and your spirit will be the way the Bible says your spirit will be. Now, your spirit is opposite of that. You got to recognize exactly what's going on from the pages of the book. That's the devil on them. That's the devil on them. Now, read verse 6 again now, young lad.
Okay. We're going back over to 1 Peter chapter 5, picking up at verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, humble yourself, therefore, before the mighty hand of Yahuwah, that he may exalt you in due time.
So who going to do it and when?
Yahuwah, that he may exalt you in due time.
Oh. So humble yourself, because whatever position you're supposed to be in, what Yahuwah is going to do?
Exalt you in due time.
Let's precept that to 12:18 of 1 Corinthians. So you see, you hear a lot of them talk that smack. But you got to humble yourself, because when it's time for you, he will exalt you in due time. If you believe in Yahuwah, he'll exalt you in due time. Never forget that. What he got written in 12:18? Come on.
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse number 18. Verse 18 reads, but now have Yahuwah set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him.
So Yahuwah place you where it please him. He will exalt you in due time. Keep that in your mind. He will exalt you in due time. But now we got to find out how he works. Because a lot of times you got those that will exalt you before the due time.
Mm-hmm.
And you will tell their spirit ain't right. He said, look look here, what you saying to me, your spirit ain't right. It don't work the way your mind got you, got to work. It don't work like that. Yahuwah will exalt you in due time. Right? See, we got to know that. Wherever you at, that's where you're supposed to be at. Because Yahuwah is the one, he knows when it's time to exalt you and take care of you in due time. Now, what you holding from me, brother Makai, you holding something? I want to come back to what you was holding me from. Let's see what's going on here.
I have a couple of things I'm holding. I'm holding Ephesians.
What are you holding?
I'm holding Revelation 6:1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm holding.
Now I want that
holding
yet.
Revelation. Not yet.
Now I want that
okay.
yet. What else you got?
And I was holding. I was holding. Something else I was holding. Jeremiah 44:4. Jeremiah 44:4.
Okay, good. Yeah, hold that to the side. Now, while you was at that Adam and Eve, let me make a note that you holding Jeremiah. That old seal make a note of that. You holding Jeremiah 44:4. Okay. But you just got to read about old Satan. Satan,
okay.
Satan know he got bound, he can't pass, and he know one thing, if you clicking in some dust as Yahuwah, he can't come in. He can't deal with you on that. He can't bring his seven old evil holy ghosts, unholy ghosts into you and have you all over the place. Can't operate that way. But in the 57th chapter 1-18, the same book of Adam and Eve, we might want to unlock that. We might want to unlock the 57th chapter 1-18. Since we talking about the foundational things, let's see what we can read in the first book of Adam and Eve, Brother Micaiah. First book of Adam and Eve, 57, verse number 1-18. You have to see out on that. You on the clock, come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Adam and Eve. We want chapter 57, and we want to read verse 1 all the way down to verse 18. We're reading the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 1, read. But when Adam came out and saw his hideous figure, he was afraid of him and said unto him, Who are you? Verse 2. Then Satan answered and said unto him, It is I who hid myself within the serpent, and who talked to Eve and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. I am he who sent her through the wells of my speech to deceive you, and until you and she ate of the fruit of the tree, and you came away from under the command of Yahuwah. Verse 3. But when Adam heard these words from him, he said unto him, Can you make me a garden as Yahuwah made for me? Or can you clothe me in the same bright nature in which Yahuwah hath clothed me? Verse 4. Where is the divine nature you did promise to give me? Where is that fair speech of yours you did hold with us at first when we were in the garden? Verse 5. Then Satan said to Adam, Thank you. Thank you. When I have spoken to one about anything, I shall ever bring it to him or fulfill my word. Not so. For I myself have never even thought of attaining what I ask. Verse 6. Therefore did I fall, and did I make you fall by that for which I myself fell, and with you also, whosoever accepts my counsel, fall thereby. Verse 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule, and I am king over you, because you have hearkened to me, and have transgressed against your Yahuwah, neither will there be any deliverance from my hands until the day promised you by yours, Yahweh. Verse 8. Again he said, inasmuch as we do not know the day agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, nor the hour in which you shall be delivered, for that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you. Verse 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men. Men, to inherit our orders in heaven. Verse 10. For as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease our evil doing. No, not one day nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon you when you comest into the cave to dwell there. Verse 11. When Adam heard these words, he wept and mourned and said unto Eve, hear what he said, that he will not fulfill aught of what he told you in the garden. Did he really then become king over us? Verse 12. But we will ask Yahweh, who created us, to deliver us out of his hand.
Right.
Okay. Chapter 58. Verse number 1.
Well, that's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough. I thought it'd go down to 18. My old information took me down to 18, but you stopped at what verse? You stopped at there in your book?
That stopped at verse 12.
Oh, okay, so 57, I want to go to 12 verse. In the book you got, huh?
Yeah, six more verses.
All right,
in 58
so
to finish it up.
Oh, boy, I don't want to go to 58. I was going to stay at 57. We'll get the, you got the idea. We got the idea of it. That the bottom line is, whatever he tell you, and if you buy on what he got on, you're going to fall. And you become up under his rule. So whatever Yahweh have said to you, and you have a problem by doing it the way he got it, and you do it anyway outside of what Yahweh, remember who your king be, Satan the devil. Yahweh got rules and regulations on what he's saying. If you don't follow it, you're following the will of Satan the devil. Just like that. So that's good enough. So we're clear about that. So now, when he tell you something to avoid punishment, and you chose not to do it the way he tell you to do it, then you have to accept whatever come after it. I don't care what generation you in. Now, we want to go back to Jubilees there. The book of Jubilees there, young lion. But Micaiah, we want to go into Jubilees now, because we're going to see this foundation that's laid in Jubilees. So we're trying to tell you something, and you six anointed camps have to watch everybody that come in your classes from the pages of the book. And once you see the pages of the book is not applied, then you know one thing, that's not the will of Yahweh. Yahweh, how he operates, that he has to follow the rules according to the way his father gave it to him, and you have to follow the way he gave it to you. That's it. The way he passed his thing down, you just got to follow the way he gave it to you. Now, we're going to run to the book of Jubilees, right? That's what we said there, right?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yahweh.
And we're going to look at 22nd chapter, 5 down to 20, and Brother Titus picking up at verse 21 to 30. We're gonna take a look at something, and we're going to see what we're working with, because now we found out one thing. When you violate the rules and regulations according to what Jaguar have said, I don't care how many years have passed, 100 trillion million years, his word stands to the end. Now, let's see something he got rich before he was, that was in power, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Moses. Let's see what we can read, Brother Micaiah in Jubilees 22. We'll take it down to 5, down to verse
29.
Verse 20, then, thank you, then 21 down to verse 30, Brother Micaiah, Brother Titus. Let's go back to back and see what we get out of this, and old Sid gonna take notes on it. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jubilee, chapter 22. I'm gonna read verses 5 down to 20. The book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verses 5 down to 20. Verse 5 reads, and Isaac, too, sent by the hand of Jacob to Abraham a best thank offering that he might eat and drink. Verse 6, and he ate and drank and blessed the Most High Yahweh, who hath created heaven and earth, who hath made all the set things of the earth, and given them to the children of men, that they might eat and drink and bless their creator. Verse 7. And now I give thanks unto you, my Yahweh, because you have caused me to see this day. Behold, I am 115 years, an old man and full of days, and all my days have been unto me peace. Verse 8. The sword of the adversary have not overcome me in all that you have given me, and my children all the days of my life until this day. Verse 9. My Yahweh, may your mercy and your peace be upon your servant and upon the seed of his son, that they may be to you a chosen nation and an inheritance from among all the nations of the earth, from henceforth unto all the days of the generations of the earth, unto all the ages. Verse 10. And he called Jacob and said, my son Jacob, may Yahweh of all bless you and strengthen you to do righteousness in his will before him. And may he choose you and your seed that you may become a people for his inheritance according to his will always. And do you, my son Jacob, draw near and kiss me. Verse 11. And he drew near and kissed him. And he said, blessed be my son Jacob and all the sons of Yahweh Most High unto all the ages. May Yahweh give unto you a seed of righteousness. And some of your sons may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your seed. Verse 12. Be strong in the presence of me, and exercise authority over all the seed of Seth. Then your ways and the ways of your sons will be justified, so that they shall become a righteous nation. Verse 13. May the Most High Yahweh give you all the blessings wherewith he hath blessed me, and wherewith he blessed Noah and Adam. May they rest on the sacred head of your seed from generation to generation forever. Verse 14. And may he cleanse you from all unrighteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven all your transgressions and your sins of ignorance. And may he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit the whole earth. 15. And may he renew his covenant with you, that you may be to him a nation for his inheritance for all the ages, and that he may be to you and to your seed a Yahweh in truth and righteousness throughout all the days of the earth. Verse 16, and do you, my son Israel, remember my words and observe the laws of Abraham, your father. Separate
Hold on there, young man. At this time, there's no need putting Israel in at all because there ain't no Israel there now.
Hallelujah. Mm.
They're in the spirit. Stay in the spirit there, young man, because we trying to line some up. So stay in the spirit. Let's see it the way it is. And at this time, they all little teenagers running around up on the Abram's knees. They all run up on his knees now. So let's keep it. Stay in the spirit there. Come on.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, and do you, my son Jacob, remember my word and observe the commandments of Abraham, your father. Separate yourselves from the nation and eat not with them and do not according to their words and become not their associates. For their works are unclean and all their ways are pollution and an abomination and unclean. Verse 17. They offer their sacrifices to the dead, and they worship evil spirits, and they eat over the grave, and all their works are vanity and nothing. Verse 18. They have no mind. They have no mind to understand, and their eyes do not see what their works are, and how they err in saying to a piece of wood, you are my Yahweh, and to a stone, you are my Yahweh, and you are my deliverer. And they have no mind. Verse 19. And as for you, my son Jacob, may the Most High Yahweh help you, and the Yahweh of heaven bless you, and remove you from their uncleanness and from all their error. Verse 20. Be you ware, my son Jacob, of taking a wife from any seed of the daughters of Canaan, for all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth.
That's big talk. Now that's big talk. Now back up and give me verse 10, 11, and 14 one more time there, Brother McKay. I need verse 10, 11, and 14, Brother. What it say we can read? Hold on, that young line at the starting gate over there. We know you ready to stretch out, but hold on now. We trying to lay a little foundation on something. Let's see what it say in 20. Let's back up to verse 10, 11, and 14. That Brother Micaiah, stay in the spirit there, young line. Trying to lay something out there. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jubilee. Chapter 22, verse 10 and 11 and 15. The 14. You said 14, right?
14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 10, 11, and 14. Verse 10 reads, and he called Jacob and said, my son Jacob, may the Yahweh of all bless you and strengthen you to do righteousness in his will before him. And may he choose you and your seed, that he may become a people for his inheritance according to his will always. And do you, my son Jacob, draw near and kiss me. Verse 11. And he drew near and kissed him. And he said, blessed be my son Jacob and all the sons of Yahweh Most High. Unto all the ages, may Yahweh give unto you a seed of righteousness. And sons and some of your sons may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your feet. Verse number 14. And may he cleanse you from all unrighteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven all your transgressions and your sins of ignorance. And may he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit the whole earth.
Wait a minute. Read that verse again in verse 14. That was Abraham said. Look what he said again in verse 14. What did he say in verse 14?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 22. We want to read verse 14. 14 reads, and may he cleanse you from all unrighteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven all your transgressions and your sins of ignorance. And may he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit the whole earth.
Yes, he right. So when you don't understand that Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, your inheritance is not partakers with anybody. Because he said, your seed spoke the whole earth. And that's what Abraham said. So this is the kind of speech we got to put into our offspring and those that come in contact with us. It's not a section over here or a section over there. The seed of the children of Israel spoke to, according to Abraham, telling Jacob, they see supposed to inherit the whole earth. That means you're the boss. That's where you are when
that's
you
right.
line up with Yahweh. But you have to follow these rules and regulations. Now, if you ain't follow these rules and regulations, it don't apply to you. Come on, that brother, Micaiah, my brother Titus. Come on, Titus.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 21 and 30. Book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 21. For on it, the sins of Ham, Cain and Aaron, and all his seed should be destroyed from off the earth, from all the residue thereof. And none springing from him should be saved on the day of judgment. Verse 22, and as for all the worshipper of idols and profane, there should be no hope for them in the land of the living, and there should be no remembrance of them on the earth. But they shall ascend into hell, and into the place of condemnation shall they go. And as for the children of Sodom, were taken away from the earth, so will all those who worship idols be taken away. Verse 23, fear not, my son Jacob, and be not dismayed, O son of Abraham. May the Most High Yahweh preserve you from destruction, and from all the paths of error, may he deliver you. Verse 24, his family have I built for myself, that I might put upon my name upon it. This temple have I built for myself, that I might put my name upon it in the earth. It is given to you and to your seed forever, and it will be named the family of Abraham, nation of Abraham. It is given to you and to your seed forever, for you will build my temple and establish my name before Yahweh forever. Your seed and your name will stand throughout all the generations of the earth. And he ceased, commanded him, and blessed him. Verse 26, and the two lay together on one bed. And Jacob slept in the bosom of Abraham, his father, and he kissed him seven times in his affection, and his mind rejoiced over him. Verse 27, and he blessed him with all his mind and said, the Most High Yahweh, the Yahweh of all, and the Creator of all, whom brought me forth from Ur of the Chaldeans, that he might give me this land to inherit it forever, and that I might establish a righteous seed. Blessed be the Most High, Yahweh, forever. Verse 28, and he blessed Jacob and said, my son, over whom with all my mind and my affection I rejoice, may your mercy and your mercy be lifted up upon him and upon his seed always. Verse 29, do not forsake him, nor set him at nothing, but henceforth until the days of eternity. And may your eyes be open upon him and upon his seed, that you may preserve him and bless him, and may be sanctified him as a nation for your inheritance. Verse 30, and bless him with all your blessings from henceforth until all the days of eternity, and renew your covenant, your mercy with him and with his seed, according to all your good pleasure and to all the generations of the earth.
So you see, this is the foundation that we have to be in position to tell those that come in contact with us. The foundation that was set to all the generations of the earth, all the way to the end. He's not a covenant breaker. So now, Brother Titus, not giving that verse, Jeremiah 44, verse 4. Now I need 44, verse 4. I thought Micaiah had it written down, but I still need this 44, verse 4 to tie in where I'm going. So what it says in 44, verse 4, Titus?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 44, verse 4 reads, howbeit I sent you all my servants, the seers, rising early and sending them, saying, do not this abominable thing that I hate.
He said, in every generation, he always going to send you a seer. In every generation,
depending
where you at, he'll know, and then he'll tell a seer exactly what to tell the people of Israel. See, that's what he did. He said, I got them up in every generation to tell you where you stand and what you got to do. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, but Titus, we look at verse 32. We'll skip down to 35 through 38. And then we're going to see if we bring Mother D of Israel into the nice taping on tape number 14. Let's see what we're looking at by looking at Acts chapter 7, verse 32. Then we'll look at verse 35 to 38. What did it say there? Brother Titus, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 32, verse 35 to 38. Acts chapter 7, verse 32 reads, say, I am Yahweh your father, Yahweh of Abraham, and Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Get out. Acts
verse
chapter
35.
7, verse 35. This Moses whom they refused, saying.
Hold on. Now, I want you to go back over that verse 32 again. Just take your time with it, because I want to let that set in real good. I want that set in real good what you read in that verse number. Now, this is on the right side of the book. So this conversation going on after God is back in heaven. On the right hand of the Father. So that means somebody's rehearsing the righteous act. The acts of the apostles, the disciplined ones, the followers of Yahweh, they're rehearsing his righteous act. And look what he tells the people in 7:32.
Acts chapter 7, verse 32 reads, say, I am Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, and Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold.
Good. Now, you see how he introduced
Hallelujah.
Exactly who he is.
Your
fathers. He says, your fathers. Then we turn right around and look at this word right here. Put them off. Come right back, get that 35 a minute. But then we turn right around here and get hijacked. Just read the way you see it and just read the way you see it and then let the old seer step in there and take care of it. Now, he always let the children of Israel know exactly who he is. And you got to be able to catch things, but you got to have a poker face on them when you catch it. Because you want somebody else to just act like ain't nothing happening. And when they get past it, then you wheel them back in. Look what it says in the 26th chapter, the last verse of the 26th chapter of the book called the 26th chapter, verse 45. The bigger 26:45, and put a poker face on and read it. Come on.
All right, we're going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 45. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 25, read.
45.
But I will... Yes, sir. Leviticus 45. Chapter 26, verse 45. But I will hear for their sake. Remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their Yahweh. I am Yahweh.
He said, but I remember for their sake, the covenant of their ancestors. See that? So that's how they do it, see, right here. But see, we of the six anointed camps gotta let run past that and understand that. That's what they're gonna say because they read it. But then we got to show soundly that that word right there is a corrupt word. And it's another word for it is polluted. So this book's about fathers of your fathers is Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's how they spoke. So when you see things like that, you got to know how to deal with it, but it got to be in a sewn machine manner where you got to be just as poker face on it and watch those that read it. Then once they get out there, then you bring them back and show them exactly what that means. And that's when Yahweh know that you finally made it for the next move. Now come on back to that 735. Now give me 735 through 38. Now, with that understanding, we read verse 32. That's what was presented to them, your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel at that time. Now, we back into the book of Acts again, 735 through 38. What did it say that young lion? Brother Titus, come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 35 to 38. Acts, chapter 7, verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the ministering spirit, which appeared to him in the bush. Verse 36. He brought them out after that. He had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness, 40 years. Verse 37. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, the Israelites, and said to Yahweh, your Yahweh raised up unto you, of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear. Verse 38. This is he that in the wilderness and in the church blew the word and in the wilderness with the ministry of spirits was spake unto him and Mount Sinai and with our father who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
Mm-hmm. So, what would they call, Brother Titus, that they was, we got good stuff here. We got good stuff here. So we see now the one that's going to lead the children of Israel. We see it's going to be a ruler, a judge, a. So we're clear about that. But I want to back up in the red book and see another name, because see right now they have a tendency to duke you up real good. And they pick the leaders like the sports, give them a platform, singles, they give platforms. But how do the Bibles add and show us our leaders? What do the Bibles say? Because I don't really know what's on today. But in Second Ezra, there, young lions, by Titus, look at this first chapter. And look at verse 38. And read the way you see it, because it's something I'm trying to bring out real smoothly. We'll bring something out. That when you see words in the Bible have a double meaning, so, and it'll tell you exactly if they're going to come to you, this is how they're going to come. So in 2 Ezra chapter 2, can you pick it around about verse, no, 138. What does 138 say there? But Titus, come on.
Go to 2 Ezra, let's see it, chapter 1. Verse 38 reads, "And now, brother, behold, what greater, and see the people that cometh from the east." Verse 39, "But to whom I will give you leaders, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Hosea, Amos, and Michael, Joel, Adiah, and Jonathan." Verse 40, "Nahum, and Habakkuk, and Zephaniah, and Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi," which is called the angel of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So they call the angel. So this is who Yahweh is going to give you leaders. And they're going to be called the angels of Yahweh. So these angels of Yahweh, what's another name for the angels of Yahweh in verse 39 on the first line? So what's another name for the angels of Yahweh? So these are names they're going to be coming on the scene. And they're going to be what in verse 39?
2 Ezra the Seer, chapter 1, verse 39, the first line. "But to whom I would give for leaders."
For leaders. So, children of Israel, you will have coming on the scene leaders. That's why it's so important for you to get this wind of teaching out there in, because when that wind hit them, it's going to hit them, that word going to hit those he wants to hear. And them leaders going to present themselves. That's why we got to be about this man's business. Because leaders, but they will be in these names right here. These names they're going to be in, and nothing they're going to have on their name that we can read. This is what they're going to have on at the end of their name. And then you'll know. It's not that you get suspicious. You just know how they'll operate according to Numbers 20, verse 14. So we'll know, Brother Titus, in 20, verse 14, yes, we'll know something real good. What do do, you know, watching the page book. So when they come before us, we know exactly what they're going to say before they say it while we watch this book. How they going, what they going to say when they're among other peoples on the 20 verse 14? What they going to say?
The book of Numbers of the Heavenly Tablets, chapter 20, verse 14 reads, "And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Esau. Thus says your brother Israel, you know of all the travel that hath befallen us."
Good. So the word messengers, leaders, angel, all interchangeable of peoples that Yahweh, you gonna say messengers. Another word for messenger or angel, another word for messenger is leaders of Israel to talk to Israel. And they will introduce themselves to the people they're going in contact with. Thus says your brother, Moses, Isaac, whatever. But what they have at the end of their name will be Israel. So that will be at the end of their name is. So when you do read that over there in Isaiah 44, what did they got it from? Moses was called Moses Israel. So he understood this thing. And that's why when somebody come and say that and add on things to it, you know that's out of the will of Yahweh. So keep that in your mind. So you know how they're going to come. If they come any other kind of way, or somebody else going to pick the leaders, and the leaders going to come with that name. Because see, if you come with that name, Israel, then he's worth listening to and find out the next step. But if they come and bring you another name by your leaders, your messengers going to be basketball players, football players, singers, dancers. You know that don't work according to the Bible. That don't work according to the world. That means somebody got some propaganda going on. You ain't got no leaders, there's no singers and dancers, ball players. They're not your leader, not your role models. Your role models was one you just read in. This is your role models who came to this book. If they ain't got, at the end of their name Israel, you know what, now you can dismiss them because Yahweh is not in it. So if they're not using the name Israel at the end of their name, they can't be your leaders because the Bible don't support it. So they got to have at the end of their name Israel. And that's a sign of being a messenger. That's a sign of being a leader. That's a sign of being an angel of Yahweh. Because at the end of your name will be Israel. You can leave it like you want to leave it at me catching your checks. Go ahead. But when you introduce yourself, you want the blessing of Yahweh over you. And all one he going to bless is the one got the end of their name is Israel. So if you ain't got it on there, then we know one thing. Somebody trying to put somebody in front of us that ain't going to line with the book. And that's why we ain't won nothing since we don't drop that name. It came up with the other name we got today, which already was prophesied is what's going to happen. So that's how we learn something on the way of learning something and know what to look for. But they want to hold on to their wicked name called Jack Freddie Hurd and Doc Cook Wilson. It still ain't no Israel at the end of it. We already know one thing. You might be sent, but you ain't sent from Yahweh. Got it? Good. All right. Let's see if we get Mother D.F. Israel in on tape 14, but they can hear Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. And Brother Makai, I ain't forgot about nothing over there in that sixth chapter. Coming back with all that good stuff shortly. Let's see if we bring Mother D.F. Israel in tonight's tape 14 by saying, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh God Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh B.T.S.C. Roy. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh B.J.C. Raya. Mother D.F. Israel, saying, WCC, well, you see, we need to muke somebody. Who are you muking? We can muke who we want to muke. I heard that. So, Brother Micaiah, let's see. Now, we own something, but that's why we make it plain, Brother Micaiah, that we read something in Exodus chapter 2:16. Now, with that understanding, what you read out there in 27 verse 3 and 57, 1 through 12, you got all that good stuff out the way. So when we get right here in Revelation chapter 13, Brother Micaiah, soon we get to Revelation 13, then all of a sudden it don't click in. I wonder why not. Let's see what it says in Revelation 13, stick around by verse 7. Come on.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 13, picking up at verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kingdoms and tongues and nations."
Good. Read that verse 7 again. Read verse 7 again.
Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations."
And I wonder why it was given to him to rule over the saints. What can we read? Why did Yahweh give him power over the saints? Who are the saints that he got power over in 148 verse 14? Let's see. So he got power over the saints. Let's find out when you precept the Bible what you're talking about when we look at 148 verse 14. So it was given to him, to do these things, to have power over the saints. So to him, got power over the saints. Good. Let's find who to him is that got power over the saints and who the saints first before we deal with him. Come on.
Okay. Going over to the book of Psalms, picking up at chapter 148, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, "He also exalted the horn of his feet, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahweh."
So the saints of Israel are people that's near unto him. So what's the opposite of the people that is near unto him is the children of Israel. So that makes all other nations far from him. So that makes all the other nations far from him. So then and now, so to him, he had power over the saints that was near to him with the children of Israel. So the other nation was far from him. Good. Good. That was in 13, verse 7. To him and the other nations was far from him. Now, right there and there, I had the precept already waiting for me. For some reason, Yahweh is taking that precept from me for some reason. I don't know. So, read that 13 verse 7 again. 13 verse 7.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, the children of Israel, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations."
Well, yeah, why so? What does the heavenly tablet say about that? Why so there, young lion? We're going to do the rummage and find out why so. Why was the power given to him? We're going to read that and find out what happened. Why is this power given to him in 28 verse 47? Why so? Why was this power given to him in 28 verse 47 down to verse 50? Let's see, can we tie this in? Why the power was given to him to rule over the saints, which is the children of Israel. Let's see why. 28, 47 down to verse 50. Deuteronomy, come on.
The book of Deuteronomy. We want chapter 28, verse 47 down to verse 50. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 47 reads, because you serve not the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahuwah shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck, until he have destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahuwah shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
Mm-hmm. He said, the reason why he's going to bring the nation, all the nations against you, because you is not going to serve him the way he tell you to serve him. He said, but I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to serve your enemies. And I need a precept on that. So you're going to serve your enemies. So now I need a precept on that in Jeremiah. He said, yeah, fear. You got to get a precept on that. See, he'll tell you what he wants to bring out. He said, he gonna serve your enemies. And he got something he told Jeremiah in the 16th chapter, verse number 13. And when you serve your enemy, what did he tell Jeremiah to put in the book? In the 16th chapter, verse 13. What did he say that, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse number 13. 13 reads, therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers. And there shall you serve false Yahuwah day and night, where I will not show you favor.
Do you see what he said? He said, and when you get there, I'm not going to show you no favor. See that? You see that scene right here? And when I cast you off into this land you know not, he said, you there, I'm not going to show you no favor. Now run to 1 Kings chapter 8, figure verse 45. Now we're going to 1 Kings, you got to paint the picture. See, he allowed you to paint the picture on the run. Just don't stick with the notes that you have read all. When the spirit of Yahuwah is working with you, he have you be painting a picture along the way. You might have wrote up a good sermon. Yeah, but he's not going to allow you to use it. When you got the spirit of Yahuwah, he will have you to paint the picture. Because you don't know his mind. And last night, let him say, his mind ain't like yours. Although you wrote a lesson down. But now you got it. He said, when you get there, I'm not going to show you no faith. Now what we're going at, Brother Mackay, where we going now?
We're going to 1 Kings chapter 8. We want verse 45. The book of 1 Kings.
Yeah, read down a little bit. That's right. Well, hold on, young line. Let me get that old seer get in there. So you see, that's why we got to be paying attention real carefully. No doubt about it. So he said, I'm going to show you no favor. But look, now, you're there now. So you there now, you in land that you know none about, because you know where your homeland is. What do you mean? But to me, Latter-day Saints. Brother Titus, give me one verse. The only homeland is what God chose in 2 Chronicles 6:6. Just give me that real quick for the Latter-day Saints. Because, like I said again, they listen real good. No doubt about it. We know that already. We ain't worried about that. But what it says in 2 Chronicles 6:6, yeah, Brother Titus, what it say?
2 Chronicles 6:6. I have chosen Yah-Jah Judah, that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel.
So that's what he chose. He chose the children of Israel, especially the fourth son of Israel, to be the lead tribe. So that's what he chose. He haven't chosen Miami or Palm Spring Beach. No. Yah-Jah Judah. That's what he chose. I don't care what's going on in Palm Spring, Arizona. That ain't what he chose. He chose center capital of the world, Shem's land. What he learned out to the children of Israel and Yah-Jah Judah. That's what he chose. Now, go back there, young line. What you got? What are you working with?
Okay, we're working with 1 Kings. We want chapter 8, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 45. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 45 reads, "Then hear you in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause." Verse 46, "If they sin against you, for there is no man that sin not, and you be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near." Verse 47, "Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness." Verse 48. "And so return unto them, unto you, with all their mind and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto you for their land, which you gave unto their father, the city which you have chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name." Verse 49.
You say they got to do what's that number one word they got to do? They got to do what? Bethink themselves. See, it's something you got to remember. Children of Israel, the Israelites, you got to bethink yourself. You got to say all the right things. Every opportunity come along, you got to say all the right things. Now, what you have to say, what you know, let's find out. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. What you got to know? Let's see what you got to know. Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. The children of Israel, the Israelites. It's something you got to know. And anybody standing before you, they have to automatic have the last of their name is Israel. Who will be the speaker for the night in class? In all six camps, we know one thing, that the end of his name is Israel. If that's not the end of his name, you might as well order some worldly popcorn and red back, because all you get ready to get some worldly stuff, some cup of miles and stuff. The name change of name is Israel at the end of your name. Okay, we know one thing. You got a chance to be on something. But if they can't bring Israel at the end of their name, they ain't bringing the blessing of Yahweh. So what's really going on? We'll find out. In Exodus chapter 1:1-7, what it say there, young lion? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of Exodus chapter 1:1-7. The book of Exodus chapter 1:1 reads, "Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Israel. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yada Judah. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6, and Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all the congregation. Verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them."
Mm-hmm. And the land was filled with the children of Israel. The children of Israel, the Israelites. The land was filled on them. They knew where they were. They knew how to get the blessing up. They knew what they had to do. They knew they had to do. They knew they had to go down to 2:23 down to verse 25. They knew what they had to do. They had their name. They knew what they had to do. It is written what we got to teach the offspring children of Israel, the Israelites. So when you're in a tight, this is how it works. Go and read a little something in Exodus chapter 2, 23 on verse 25. What is
Book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 23 down to verse 25. Verse 23 reads, "And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bonds. And they cried, and their cry came up unto Yahuwah by reason of the bonds." Verse 24, "And Yahuwah heard their groaning, and Yahuwah remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel." Verse 25, "And Yahuwah looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahuwah had respect unto them."
Now, what did Yahuwah remember in that middle verse? What did Yahuwah, he heard the children of Israel crying, but what did Yahuwah remember in that middle verse? What did he remember? Come on.
"And Yahuwah remembered his covenant."
Yeah, with who?
His covenant with Abraham.
With who?
With Isaac and with Israel.
That's what you got to. That is it there, see, Roy. You got to remember, and if you want Yahuwah to get it, to get into this thing with you, you got to remember the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's what you got to remember. See, you got to remember what he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Let's see if anything changed on the right side of the book. We're going to Matthew's chapter 1:1-2. Skip down to verse 17 and 21. See, you got now. See, now you see what you got to do? So, how's your prayer life? Do you remember? The only way Yahuwah going to remember is you remember when he asks you, because all he going to remember what he told the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel wanted to produce the 12 offsprings. But he has a daughter named Dina, but whatever she produced, that's the way it went. She not counted. Because male carried the seed, not the woman. Male carried the seed. So you ain't what your mama is, you what your daddy is. That's the end of it. Because he had 13 kids one called Dina, a daughter. She ain't got no tribe. And whatever she produced, it goes to wherever that man is about. Never forget that. Now, so now what we reading that young lion?
Reading the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 17, and verse 21. Book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 read, "The book of the generations of Yahuwah the son of David, the son of Abraham." Verse 2, "Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Israel, and Israel begot Yada Judah and his brother." Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Yahuwah the Son are 14 generations. Verse 21. "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yahuwah the Son, for he shall save his people from their sins."
You see that? He gonna save his people from sin. See, how you get the whole world out of that? They'll go on there and they get he gonna save his people, and you get the whole world out of that. He gonna save his peoples. His peoples that came through a bloodline, not no spiritual so-called Israelites. No, bloodline. He wants you to know that on the right side of the book, that he's talking about the first chapter, verse 1 and 2. This is the peoples he's going to save in Matthew 1, 1 and verse 2. Bring it again, young lion.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, "The book of the generation of Yahuwah the son of David, the son of Abraham." Verse 2, "Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Israel, and Israel begat Yahdadud, his brother, and his brother."
So, 18 verse 11 of Matthew. So now you're clear about who he going to say. He going to say his people, and he's talking about bloodline. So when you read 18 verse 11, remember to reflect back to 1 and 2. It's that spiritual Israel and all that, that don't work like that. He going to save a specific bloodline of peoples if they do right. But if this bloodline people do not do right, ain't according to the Bible, the two-thirds will make it anyway. Two-thirds of them. 50% of them already cut off two-thirds, three, one, three, two, six, and the seventh, whatever that book is, 13 chapter, verse 7 and 8, somewhere in that line of Zechariah. So we're clear about that, but we want to make sure you understand you got to have the rules and regulations. Because when you start running to those and talk about everybody else, if we're talking about the Bible, we're talking about emotion. We got to stick into the Bible. What do the Bible say, and that's what's going to stand whether we want to do it or not. And as long as you do it, he's not going to show no favor to you. Once you do the Bible, favor going to kick in. What you reading that young lion?
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, one verse number 11. Verse 11 reads, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost."
The Son of Man coming to save that was lost because they was in they in captivity all over the world. Now, who was lost but 15:24 of Matthew? So, our job is to make it plain. If we don't make it plain, he would not. textbook, then teach the Bible. Teach the Bible. Make it plain by teaching the Bible. 15:24 Matthew. He come to save them that are lost. Now the precept word is them that are lost. Who is the them that is lost? 15:24 that the Bible tells before itself. What did it say that young lion? Come on.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of Israel.
So that's it. So now if you want to get some of this out of that, because you are off into this mode of he going to do everybody. And no, we're going to do Bible. That's why this minister got to get this out in the wind. See, you get it out in the wind, so you have, we want to walk past to hear that wind. And that's called teaching of the doctrine of the law of Yahuwah's rules. Your job is to get it out there. See, your job, and don't get it out there. He'll open the door. You get it out there. Then do it. Now back up to the book called Leviticus. You want to go to it? No, come on back to Chronicles a minute. I want to get that first Chronicles chapter 1, Brother Micaiah. Because he's going to clean up the discrepancies of Exodus chapter 1 through 7. If you got any problem with it, then you have a precept of Exodus chapter 1 through 7. The precept of that will be in First Chronicles chapter 1, 34 through 36. Here's the precept to that. Brother Micaiah, come on.
Okay, getting on over there to the book of First Chronicles. Chapter 1, verses 4 down to 6.
34 to 36.
The book of First Chronicles. Chapter 1, verses 34 and 30, down to 36. The book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 34 reads, Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. Verse 35, the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Rehuel, and Jeshut, and Jehush, and Jalam, and Korah, verse 36, the sons of Eliphaz, Temus, and Omar, Zephar, and Gatam, and Kenaz, and Temus, and Amalek.
Mm-hmm. So now we find out that Esau got how many sons he got?
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 35, reads, the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, 1, Reuel, 2, and Jehush, 3, and Jalam, 4, and Korah, 5.
So Esau got five sons. Now, out of Esau's five sons, give me some profound names to look for today. Now, we're talking about Esau's five sons now. Now, what we know, we want to find out now, give me some profound names that come out of Esau's sons. Now, we're talking bloodline. Is that right? Now, give me some names that is profound name in the next verse. I want to take a look at some names and see what's going on with these names. Come on. Let's write it down, Brother Titus. We're going to give us some profound names. And we see this is a direct bloodline name from Esau and his five sons. It's now. Let's get some good names. Come on
in. Okay.
Give
the book of
good names.
the book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse number 36. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, and Zephah, and Gatan, and Tanez, and Timna, and Amalek.
Good. That's big. That's nice. Now, so we see now, who is Eliphaz guy over here? You said Eliphaz. Who is the father to Eliphaz according to verse number 35?
Esau.
Esau.
Oh. So Esau produced Eliphaz. What name did Eliphaz produce that we can work with? You want to write, you want to make, give me a piece of paper, I want to write it down myself. Let me see, now I get something. Now come back at 36. Now we know when we see Eliphaz, that's talking about the son of Esau. Now let's get us some profound names in verse 36. We're going to see 36. Eliphaz forgot who?
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 36 reads, the sons of Eliphaz, Teman, 1, and
Stop
Omar.
Stop right there. Teman. So now when we read about Teman, who was his father?
Eliphaz.
Who is Eliphaz's father?
Esau.
Good. Wow. Let's find out what the prophecy on Teman. Let's find out what is this prophecy about Teman. Brother Titus, we're going to the book of Obadiah.
Yes,
sir. We're going to find out what is the prophecy on Teman. We want to know the prophecy of Teman. So we clear when we see his name, Teman. This is a big dignitary that coming out of the descendants, out of the bloodline of Esau, and this father named Eliphaz. So now, red past Amon should be Obadiah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about this guy in verse 8. Obadiah 1, verse 8. What about this man, 8 and 9?
Yes, sir. The book of Obadiah the seer, chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Shall I not in that day say Yahweh, even destroy the wise man out of Esau, and understanding out of the mount government of Esau? Verse 9. And your mighty man, old Teman, should be dismayed until the end, that everyone of the mount, the government of Esau, may be cut off by sloth.
Wow. So Esau going to be cut off by slaughter, but he's talking about the one that came out of Esau, and who this guy that came out of Esau, which is the, you know, the father, grandson, what name will be cut off by slaughter? What's your name? In verse 9.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 9. And your mighty man, old Teman.
So good. So old Teman is really a descendant of Esau. So that means that this guy, Teman, will be cut off by slaughter. That means Teman got to be around now. That means he got to be around now. He's the descendants of Esau. He got to be around now. And he's a mighty man, so he got to be in one of the mighty places that exist today in our time. Now, what are some of the mighty places that exist today in our time? Let's see, can we name a few names just to throw them on the table? Oh, how about Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Give me another name that's mighty, a mighty land right now. Russia, and give me another name. Give me Germany. Germany. Give me another name. Great Britain.
Germany.
Right?
Great Britain, France.
Great Britain. Oh, okay, France. Oh, we need five mighty names. Britain. We got Russia. We got Russia. Germany.
Britain.
Great Britain.
Germany.
France. And give me one
France,
more.
Spain.
I need a mighty name. Russia, Germany, Great Britain, France. I need another name. More mighty than that. What name is
okay.
that? America. America. America, Russia, Germany, Great Britain, and France. So there go five names. So we know all these five names is ran by who? Who are all these five names? All these five people? Who?
Esau and his five sons.
Esau and his five sons. So you can find Esau and his five sons in America, Russia, Germany, Great Britain, and France. Yep. So there it is. Here their names is right here. So here their name is the five sons of Esau. You can find their names in these five great islands. America, Russia, Germany, Great Britain, and France. So all these are descendants of Esau. Keep that in your mind. All them descendants of Esau. All five names. Now, come back to that 36 I got. Now, give me this other name called, that's a mighty name. Give me this other name. Give me another name.
Okay, we're going back.
Give me another name. Yeah.
We're going back over to the book. First Chronicles. Let it go. The book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 36. 36 reads, the sons of Elphaz, Timon, and Omar, and Zephah, Gatam.
Yep.
Nah.
Zeppo. Stop right there. That's what we've already known. Zeppo. So we know now Zeppo is another mighty name. We got Teeman. We know he listed somewhere. You can find him somewhere among his brothers in America, Russia, Germany, Great Britain, and France. Now, who is this Zeppo? Help me out there, Brother Titus. We're going to find out who is Zeppo. We want to find out something in the book of Jasher about Zeppo. So now Zeppo is, who is Zeppo's father, Brother Micaiah? Who is Zeppo's father?
Zeppo's father is Eliphaz.
Eliphaz? Okay.
Eliphaz.
And who is Eliphaz's father?
Eliphaz's father is Esau.
So whatever your dad is, that's what you is. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So Eliphaz is around today. And how we know he is around today, Brother Micaiah, let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 9 through 11, backed up with 4:16. How do we know that Teeman, therefore, is around today because we can read now English. We can read all the time, but we can read the English that we were beat into. We can read it now, the English that we were beat into. How we know Zeppo Teeman is around today, we can read in English what is wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11 and 4:16. What does it say?
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Verse 9 reads, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. and there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything whereof it may be said? See, this is new. It has been already of old time, which was before us. 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither should there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Chapter 4, verse 16. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 16 reads, there is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in himself. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
So we know that there's no end to the people. The same people that was back there, their bloodline is here today. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They might not know that they are Esau because of the blindness of their own mind, but they know what it tells us in the book of Job 8, verse 8. But Titus, it tells us something in 8, verse 8. See, it's time now for the six anointed camps to do some teaching now. See, they'll tell you, well, Esau, he's not here no more. Yeah, okay, quite nasty. Esau ain't here, just like Abraham, Isaac, and Israel not here. But his bloodline is here. So the same thing you both tell him. Yeah, of course, man can't live past 969 years of Methuselah. Nobody can get 1,000 years, of course. But that don't make your bloodline is not here. Your bloodline is here. See? That what they say. Esau don't exist no more. Okay, fine. So do Israel. He don't exist no more. But that don't mean bloodline is not here. That's the point we make it. And that thing that he's talking about, Brother Micaiah, what's this thing he's talking about? He said this thing, he's talking about something. What is this thing that he's talking about? He said a thing. Can you help those see out? What is he talking about? This thing. Huh? We want to know about this thing he's talking about. He said this thing he's talking about is who? Now, we want to read that. What is this thing? Matter of fact, read that verse again. 1, 9 through 11. I want to hear this word called this thing. This thing he's talking about is who? 1, 9 through 11. One more time.
Okay, we're going back over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 1. Verse 9 down to verse number 11. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9 down to 11. Verse 9 reads, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything whereof it may be said? See, this is new. It had been already of old time, which was before. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither should there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after.
So I heard this word mentioned thing four times. Now, what's this thing he's talking about that we can read in the sixth chapter? Verse 11 and 10. Let's see, can we do some edifying about this thing that we read four times, but this thing will have no remembrance of past, but this thing will be in that bloodline. What thing we talking about that we can read when we precept our Bible to the sixth chapter and read 11 and 10? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse number 10. Verse 10 read.
Hold on. Chapter 6. Give me 11 and skip up to verse 10 now, young lion. I'm going to make sure we're on point. Stay in the spirit.
Okay. The book of Ecclesiastes. You say chapter 6, verse 11, and then skip up to 10?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse number 11, read. Since there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? Verse 10. That which has been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he.
So who is this thing that he's talking about there, Brother Mackay? Who is this thing he's talking about?
Man.
So this man was back there, and this man back there because why? Why is this man back there and this man was back there and he here now? Why so? What can we precept to see about this man? Because this man was what? Go to the book of Acts chapter 7. See, this man is in Acts chapter 7. They say, well, we wasn't back there. Okay, I'll give you that you wasn't back there. But I'm going to tell you, you was there. Yeah. See, that's when you put some high horse teaching on. I'm going to say, yeah, you was back there. See? Now, you'll mess them up. Now, Charlie, we don't have this in our curriculum. What they bring out, we don't have in our curriculum. No doggone way you don't have it in your curriculum. What we bring out. Because, see, we bring you out the spiritual side of the Bible. See, you bring out the worldly side of the Bible and get had every time. Everybody, they think, here, we can't cut you off. Well, we know what you cut me off. The young lion take over, but it's a problem about that. So now, well, we're going to the seventh chapter and find out about this thing, which is man, and find out something about this thing that was man. We're going to the seventh chapter of Micaiah, and let's find out about this man that we can read. In the seventh chapter, is that what I want? Book of Hebrews, 7th chapter. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Titus. Thank you, Brother Titus. In Hebrews 7. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Hebrews chapter 7. Okay. I want to find out about this man. See, he said, well, we wasn't back there. Okay, good. I beg the difference. Verse 10.
The book of Hebrews.
Verse 9. Chapter 7, verse 10, and skip up to verse 9.
The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 7, verse 10 and verse 9. Verse 10 reads, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Yahweh the Son met him. Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And as I may say so, Levi also, who received the tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
So Levi paid tithes in Abraham because Levi was in the son, he was in the loins of Abraham. And just like we in the loins of these people ourselves. So same thing they did, they paid tithes. Levi was in the loins of his grandfather 500 years in advance, and we in the loins of them. If you want to be by Yahweh's business, then be by Yahweh's business. There it is right there. Now let's go to Teman and Zepho. They're here today. They descendants of Eliphaz and Esau, and the one that's here today is coming out of loins of them peoples. So as they is here today through you, we is here today through them.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we go to Deuteronomy, I'm telling you, it's time for the six anointed camps to just flat out teach. Not skinning and grinning, just flat out teach. And when we show you the keys to being to teach, because you don't hear the name Esau no more, you hear the name Zepho neither no more. You don't hear the name Teman no more. But the wars that are from them is in the loins and they're here today. So Teman, Zepho and Eliphaz and Esau is here today because they descent is here today. Hope you guys. Good. So now, in the 29th chapter there, Brother Micaiah, in the 29th chapter, then we can understand this right here in 29. Look at verse 1, skip down to verse 13. 13 down to verse number 14. No, 15. We're going to Deuteronomy 29, verse 1, 13 down to verse 15. Listen good. This is how you paint the picture. And I want to hear one of the six anointed camps paint the picture according to the Bible. And we'll know when you own something. Let's see what we can read. 29 chapter verse 1, 13 on verse 15. What does it say that, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 1, verses 13 down to verse 15. Verse 1 reads, "These are the words of the covenant, which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb." Verse 13. "That he may establish you today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto you a Yahweh, as he hath said unto you, as he hath sworn unto my father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel." Verse 14. "Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath," verse 15, "but with him that stands here with us this day before the Yahweh, and also with him that is not here with us this day."
Now, which one of you young lives gonna put that 15 down for me?
He said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 15, that he made the covenant with our fathers that was at them, at Moab, but also with their seed that's going to be here after them. That's it, pretty much in their loins.
Hallelujah. That was straight to the throat.
Yeah.
That was straight to the throat there, y'all. Excellent. Bottom line. So the covenant he made with them, you was there, but you was in the loins of them people. So long as you're in that bloodline, that covenant still exists to you. Same thing they did, you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you in that bloodline, spiritual nobody. You a bloodline Israelite. So the same thing, the covenant was made with your fathers back in the days, and you in that direct bloodline, that covenant is right up on you today. The same way, because you was in the loins. Just like teaming them back then, and teaming exists in one of these five great countries today. The sons of Esau, all five boys, they exist today.
Mm-hmm.
You in the blood right there. everybody that's back there is still here today because you're in the same blood pool line. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So now we find out that Zeppo, brother, because we want to get Zeppo in. Now let's find out about Zeppo. What did he do that recorded history, what he did there, Brother Titus? Let's find out what Zeppo did. We're going to find out, what did Zeppo do? We know he's a sinner of who again?
That's Zeppo is Eliphaz's son, and Eliphaz is Esau's son.
No. Okay, good. So Zeppo, we want to see what he did. And we go on to Brother Titus. We're going to see what Zeppo did. Now, we know Zeppo is a descendant of Eliphaz to Esau, so he's Esau. So Zeppo is Zeppo Esau. Simple as that. Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Zeppo, you might not know that because you got to be taught this like everybody else. Let's look on page 132, Brother Titus. And we're going to look at 132, chapter 60, 132. And we're going to look at verse number 5. We're saying verse 5.
The book of Jasher. Chapter 60, verse 5 reads, "For Angus will not listen to Zeppo to do this thing. For Angus knew the strength of the sons of Israel and what they had done to his army in their warfare with the children of Esau."
He said, look, I know, see, that them sinners of Them Israelites, that was some bad boys. I don't care what I made you capture the host. But look at it, we ain't commit suicide because you got this long line of hate. You got this long line of hate on Zeppo, Eliphaz, Esau. He got a long line of hate. What is that long line of hate that he got, Brother Micaiah, that we can read? He got a long line of hate. What hate that he got? In the 27th chapter, verse 41. What a long line in Genesis. What a long line they see. They remember, but you don't remember nothing because you don't remember. What a long line that they have no problem remembering.
The book of Genesis.
About David. Genesis 27, verse 41. What it said, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 41. Verse 41 reads, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob."
See that? See, everybody got their remembrance, but you don't have your remembrance. See, they place they don't remember. No, they don't sustain no Eliphaz and Teman and Amalek, the Amalekites, no sustain Esau. They'll tell you that. But if that's the case, if there's no remembrance of them, because maybe it's something you have did where your memories have been blocked. Let's find out something that maybe need to be brought to your attention. On page 134, Brother Titus,
Pick up at verse number 24 and 25. Okay, the same chapter 60. 62? Verse 24, 25. Yes, sir. The book of Jasher, chapter 62, verse 24 and 25. And in the 89th year, died Naphtali. He was 130 years old. He was put into a coffin and given to the hand of his children. Verse 25. And it came to pass in the 91st year of the Israelites
going down from Egypt. Little word Mizraim. That is in the 30th year of the rule of Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, over the children of Cher, the children of Ham, little word Africa, came upon the children of Cher to plunder them as usual, but they had not come upon them for these 13 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but look at it real carefully on page 134, or on verse 24-25. Page 134, 62nd chapter, we'll make it 60th chapter, well, maybe it might be 61. Yeah, 61. You can make it 61. Verse 24-25 there, 24-25 on page 134. Last two lines.
All right, Jasper chapter 60, book of Jasper chapter 61, verse 24-25, the last two lines. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the children of Cher saw the valor of Zepho. And the children of Cher, Mizar. And they made Zepho king over them. You go on.
Yeah, 24-25.
Yes, sir. Made Zepho king over there, and he became king over there. And while he reigned, they went to subdue the children of Tubal and all the surrounding islands. Verse 25. And their king Zepho went at their head, and they made war with Tubal and the islands. And they subdued them. And when they returned from the battle, they renewed his government for him. And they built for him a very large palace for his royal habitation and seat, throne. And they made a large throne for him. And Zepho reigned over the whole land of Cher and over the land of Israel 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Now go to page chapter 67, page 143. 67, or maybe it might be 6, but I know I'm on page 143. And pick up a verse 5 and 6 on page 143. What's saying verse 5 and 6?
Page 143.
Yeah, chapter 67. Yeah, chapter 6 and 7, verses 5 and 6.
Okay, 5 and 6. All right, chapter
67.
Chapter 67, verse 5 and 6. The book of Jasper, chapter 67, verse 5 and 6. In those days died Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, son of Esau, king of Cher, and Jennius reigned in his stead. Verse 6. And the time that Zepho reigned over the children of Cher was 50 years, and he died and was buried in the city of Nephna in the land of Cher. Verse 7. And Jennius, one of the mighty men of the children of Cher, reigned after him, and he reigned 50 years.
Read verse 5 again.
Verse 5, Jasper chapter 67, verse 5 reads, in those days died Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, son of Esau, king of Cher, and Jennius reigned in his stead.
So you see how the bloodline continues. See, that's the point we're trying to bring out. The bloodline continues out of Kittim's bloodline. He called all his brothers that way of the sins of Esau, and they took over Japhetic land. They not only took over the land, they took over their name. They dropped all their names and they jumped two ball. They became two ball, Meshach and all that. They taking your name. But we clear about something, Brother Micaiah.
Mm-hmm.
We clear what Jeremiah said, 49 verse 10. See, we clear about something. That's why we have to, we clear about something. In 49 verse 10, and give me Obadiah,
yeah, well.
Brother Titus 1, 5, and 6. Obadiah 1, 5, and 6, and 49 verse 10. Listen, Mr. Ray. See, this is what we, this is where we got to come in at. What does it say? Come on.
Going over to the book of Jeremiah. We want chapter 49. We want to pick it up at verse number 10. The book of Jeremiah.
Yes.
Chapter 49, verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, "But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret place, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled in his brother, in his neighbor, and he is not."
He said his seed is spoiled because he tried to plant his seed every way he can. He planted, he took over Japhetic land, took over the peoples, planted seed and everything, but it's been spoiled, it's been uncovered by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. We know Zephor, Eliphaz, and Esau do not exist, but your seed do exist. Your seed exists. They're like Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Their seed exists in us. And just like Esau, your seed exists today in the one that is pale skin and red looking. They call themselves white. See, you exist today. You just don't know what we know out of your own books. So you have to plant it in your books and say, well, you know, one thing about it, we can hide in the book. Yeah. But pick us up. Bring it out, Brother Titus, in Obadiah 1, 5, and 6.
The book of Obadiah is here, chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. If these come to you and rob us by night, how are you cut off? Would they have not stolen till they have enough? If the great gathers come to you, they will not leave some grapes. Verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up?
And how is it? Voices over to his wife and six and on accounts. You can't hide to you can't hide. We know who you are. We know you are the Latter-day Saints. World Council Churches and the Catholic Church. We know you the five islands, that the five strongest islands today, because we can read Job 9:24. What it say there? But Titus 9:24, we can read. And we can read 9:24. We can read these things. What it say in 9:24?
The book of Job is here, chapter 9, verse 24 reads, "The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is he?"
Yeah. So the earth is given in hand to the wicked. And what it got written in 1 John 5:19 about the wicked? And Bo Micaiah, I'll meet you over here in the 24th chapter of Numbers. Verse number 18. Numbers 24:18-20. What does it say? So see, the earth is given to the hand of the wicked. So when we read what John says in 5:19, it should be plainly what's going on. What does it say? Read. Titus.
First beloved John. Chapter 5.
Yes.
Yes, sir. 1 John 5:19 read. "And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness."
The whole world that Esau now running, it lies in wickedness. See, that's why he tell you, whole world. Esau run this whole world. It's given to the hand of the wicked. You didn't want to serve Yahweh. He said, you're going to serve your enemy. You don't want to serve him, right? You ain't going to serve the way he tell you to serve him. Now, who's the number one of this wickedness that's got their hand on the whole world lies on wickedness? What did it say that, Brother Micaiah?
Okay, the book of Numbers, chapter 24. We're going to pick it up at chapter 18 all the way down to verse, chapter 24, verses 18 down to 20. Verse 18 reads, and Esau shall be a possession. Here also shall be a possession for his enemy. And Israel shall do valiantly. Verse 19. Out of Israel shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. Verse 20. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable. It says, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever.
You see that? Now, Amalek, there's Amalek in there. Now, Amalek will be the first of the nation. Now, Yadud, who's the first of the nation? Who is over all the names of the five sons, and that's America. So, we know Amalek, his strong point is coming out of America. Amalek. Amalek, see, right? Amalek is the first of the nation. Who is Amalek? Descendants of Eliphaz. The descendants of Esau. See? Eliphaz. So now, but what did he say about? What's his name? What did he name Amalek? What did he tell you about Amalek that you can read? In the 17th chapter, verse 8 and 16. Exodus 17, verse 18. What did Yahweh tell you about Amalek?
The book of Exodus.
Brother Micaiah? Mm-hmm.
The book of Exodus. We want chapter 17. We're going to pick it up at verse number 8. The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse number 8 reads, then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. Verse 9. And Moses
well, hold
said...
On. What's another, hold on. What's another name for Amalek?
Esau.
Esau existed in Amalek. Esau, Amalek, dead, but bloodline. Esau is Amalek. Amalek is Esau. Same bloodline. But look what Yahweh says that we can read. Come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse number 9. And Moses
no,
said unto 16. God. 16.
Dead in the spirit, are you mind? 16.
All right. The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 16 reads. 16. For he said, because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
So, when Amalek brought the brother to the table, Amalek gave them the billions of dollars. Amalek said, you got to apologize. Listen, do you hear what the man's saying? His word going to stand. Amalek exists today. Amalek is the one that's ruling America today. And his other brothers run the other countries. They all one people. But what did Yahweh say according to no name for Amalek? What's no name for him again?
Esau.
Yahweh said you will have war with Esau. How long?
Generation to generation.
How you hesitate with trying to say I love all races and I do this and and I want to learn about all things. I mean, that lets you know somebody's not teaching you right. Now, let's come back to the 13th chapter, verse 10 of Revelation. And Titus had me 34:1-8 of Isaiah waiting on me. Listen to this. 7 down to verse 10. So going back to 13th chapter again now. I ain't forget about it. Just had to go all around the wall, all around the wall and back, and then get back to it. 13, verse 7 to 10. Come on.
Book of Revelation. Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 7 down to 10.
Verse 7
read. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, the children of Israel, and to overcome
them. Who was to him? Come in. Who was to him?
Esau and his five sons.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read.
And power was given to him, Esau and his five sons, over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Verse 8. Is that so today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, Esau and his five sons.
Who is him? Is that what's going on today? Hallelujah. You see that? Go ahead.
Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah. That's right. No, because you can't get your name in there because Malachi tell you got to deal with the names and four letters, and we know they deal with Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. So your name ain't written in Malachi 3:16-18. You ain't gonna be healed, but you'll be healed with that sword on you. See? They paid the seal. Go ahead.
Verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity.
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm missing something. They called them a name. I'm missing something. In verse 7, 8, or 9, they call Esau and his five sons a name about what they're going to do to you. What verse is that? I missed that. Can I get it, young man? If somebody said about them, he called them a name. Can anybody pull it out for me? What name did he call them? Read verse 6 there. It was dealing as a name he called them that we need to bring out. Read verse 6 then.
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahuwah to blaspheme his name and his temple and them that dwell in heaven. Verse 7.
Go ahead.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, the congregation of the children of Israel, the Israelites, and to overcome them.
Go ahead.
And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth will worship him, Esau and his five sons, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience in the faith of the saints, the congregation of the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Good. Well, we'll take it at Wednesday. I hold that surprise off to you, but we'll bring the same verse. Remind me the same verse Wednesday right here. But
okay.
Hold that, Titus, we're going to hold that point off. we got to be clear about. And that's why it's written in Matthew 26:40. What it say? Matthew 26:40. And
yes,
a closing
sir.
Statement there, young man. Titus, give me 26:40 and a closing statement.
All right, we're going to Matthew 26:40. Matthew 26:40. And he coming until his followers, disciplined ones, and find them asleep. And said to Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, what could you not watch with me 1 hour?
So you see, what do we supposed to be doing knowing that we got his records? We supposed to at least in a run of a day in Satan world today, we supposed to make sure we have what kind of time we supposed to have out of run of a day to devote our time to Yahuwah in that black book.
1 hour with Yahuwah. 1 hour.
1 hour. 1 hour. So you, your brother's keepers, y'all got 12 names in there. Can you give him, listen, 1 hour? Because it's very important you understand
Yahuwah.
About this 1 hour. Talk about it Wednesday. Close the statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to the book of the letter of Barnabas, chapter 12, verse 9. Moses therefore said to Yahuwah the son of Nazareth, after giving him his name, when he sent him to spy out the land, take a book in your hands and write what Yahuwah said, that the son of Yahuwah the Father shall in the last day tear up the roots the whole nation of Amalek. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what's another name for Amalek?
Esau.
Amalek is Esau. Esau is Amalek today. See that, see right? So everybody's still here. All right, there, y'all line. Brother Micaiah. Revelation 3, verse 10. Listen to this. 3:10,
okay.
Revelation, end time prophecy. What did it say?
Going over to the book of Revelation, chapter 20.
Three.
We want verse
3:10. 3:10. Verse
10. 20:10, right?
Revelation, chapter 3.
Verse
10.
3, verse 10. Okay, Revelation, chapter 3. Verse number 10. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse number 10 reads, because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
And that's the reason you want to make sure you keep an hour of study going on. Keep an hour studying on it because he will deliver you from the hour of temptation. But he just might be studying his time for deliverance. Make sure you put an hour in a day after you're done your job, after you on step on that pillow. Get a man 1 hour or it's going to cost you. Brother Micaiah, close the statement. You're on the clock. You all wins at 6 o'clock. Come on.
Okay, going to read from the book of Jachinezers, chapter 3, picking up at verse number 16. Verse 16 reads, and unto him you give it Isaac, and unto Isaac also you give it Israel and Esau. As for Israel, you did choose him to you, and rejected Esau, and so Israel became a great multitude. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. You two young lads, y'all can wrap it up. I'm through with it.
Yes, sir. All right.
Jay Titus, on you. Brother Titus.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay. All right. All right. That's what it's all about. It's all about. Get that Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. Go on to Wisdom of Solomon.